Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 22nd day of Tammuz, Tafshin Pei Gimel, Masechta Sukkah, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Tes Vov. Mekabelas Isha Miad Beno Miad Baila. A woman can take the lulav from her son or from her husband, or Machzerat Olamayim, and put it back into the water b'Shabbos, on Shabbos. This is, of course, in the days when they would bench on Shabbos if it was the first day of Sukkot. That was in times of the Beis HaMikdash. And when they would take the lulav, and the lulav was Doich HaShabbos, then the Mishnah wants to tell us two things. Number one, that when they took the lulav on Shabbos, the bench lulav, you're allowed to put it back into the water. And there is no prohibition of watering or making plants grow, even though the lulav will keep its freshness as a result of putting the water. It was still permitted. And number two, the second thing the Mishnah was telling us, is that even a woman who is not a woman, now women are not chayiv to bench lulav, they can, but they're not chayiv to bench lulav, and even they are allowed to put the lulav back on Shabbos in the water. Why? Because since there are people who can, who are chayiv to bench lulav, namely the husbands, therefore the women can move the, allowed to move the lulav as well. It's not muktzah for them. Furthermore, because a woman, even though she's not chayeves, she's not obligated to bench lulav, but if she wants to, she can. And since if she wants to, she can make a brach on it, therefore she's allowed to move the lulav and there's no issa muktza. This was, of course, in the times where they would bench on Shabbos, when it fell on the first day of Yom Tov. However, nowadays, there's no way we can bench lulav on Shabbos, even on the first day Yom Tov of Sukkot, and therefore, if a person took it out, if it was taken out of the water, for example, on Shabbos, so someone who shouldn't have done that, but he did, you wouldn't even be able to put it back in the water on Shabbos. It's basically muktzah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bashabbos Machzirin, he says on Shabbos, you're only allowed to put back the lulav into the water, but you cannot add new water. This is in the times where they were bench on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, Mosifin, you're even allowed to add fresh water. Not to change the whole water, but to add fresh water, that's okay. And it's not considered too much effort for the on the day of Yom Tov. And you can put the lulav back into water that's had added. Uva Moed, Anan Chol HaMoed, Machlifin, you're allowed to completely replace the water and put a whole lot of new water in it. That's no problem. And the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Yehuda, and we paskin like that. Katan hayodei l'naneya, a minor who is able to, who knows how to shake the lulav, chayv belulav. His father's chayv midrabanan to teach him and in the mitzvah of taking of lulav. Perek dalad mishnah aleph. Lulav va'arova, shishav v'shiva. The mitzvah of taking the lulav, the dalad minim, when it says lulav means the four minim. The mitzvah of arova, which they did in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would take huge willow branches and make them, stand them erect on the sides of the Mizbeach. Shisha v'shiva sometimes was done on 6 days, and sometimes it was done on all 7 days of Sukkot, as will be explained in the coming Mishnais. Ha-Halel, reading the full Halel, saying the full Halel on Sukkot, v'ha-Simcha, and the mitzvah of Samachta b'chagecha, rejoicing, which in time of the Beis HaMikdash they did by eating the Korban Shlamim, the meat of the Shlamim, Shmoina was throughout the 8 days, including even Shmini Atzeres. Sukkah, the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah, eating and drinking and living in a sukkah, V'nisuch HaMaim, and the mitzvah of pouring the water on the Mizbeach, which was done while they offered the Korban Tomid of the Shacharis, of the morning Tomid, Shiva was done throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, as will be explained later. V'hecholil, and the playing of the flute and the other musical instruments, that was done in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that was done on the joy of the water drawing festival during Sukkot. Chamisha v'shisha, sometimes was done for 5 days of Sukkot, sometimes for 6 days of Sukkot, as will be explained in the coming Mishnayos.